Welcome. My name is Gustavo Diego, and thank you for tuning in to the Falcon Nation Information Podcast. In the next 30 minutes, we'll get you updated on everything happening here at Fulton High. Now, let's get rolling into the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Thank you for tuning in to Falcon Nation Information here on WKCS Knoxville. I'm going to send it over to Josh and Cassie for Student Life. Josh, Cassie.
Here are your Fulton High School announcements on the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Seniors, if you have not yet completed the FAFSA, you are in danger of missing out on thousands of dollars in college scholarships and grants for technical college, community college, or a four-year university. Your FAFSA needs to be filled out by February 1st, 2020 to be cleared for the Tennessee Promise Scholarship. Fulton will host another FAFSA Frenzy event on January 15th from 12 to 6 p.m. in the library.
Yeah, go get that done. Seniors, the time to begin applying for scholarships is now. There's a link to the scholarships page on Fulton's website under the student section called Scholarships for Seniors. Check it out and begin applying now. That is where we will post all outside scholarships as we find out about them.
Students, if you have extra Chromebook chargers or Chromebooks or other computers that you have been loaned, please return them to Mr. Gibbons in room 309.
There will be a meeting for anyone who played football this year or is interested in playing next year on Wednesday at 11:40 in the team room in the gym.
Remember to turn in your Wednesday and Thursday final exams, early release forms, to your second and fourth block teachers. EOCs begin today. First and second block exams will be on Wednesday, with third and fourth block exams on Thursday. Friday is a makeup exam day and the last day of the semester for students. Students return to school on January 7th.
The full comp students of the month for December are junior Ayana Jones, senior Mateo Francisco. The teacher of the month is Kim Walker. Congratulations to all the winners.
Our next home basketball game comes tonight when the Falcons host Campbell County. Fulton will also host the Five Stars Prep Classic Tournament on Thursday and Friday night.
You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxschools.org/FultonHS.
You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We will be back in a moment.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right, but don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Falcon Nation Information. This is the teacher-student interview, and we have Miss Brown in here. Now, Miss Brown, tell me, how long have you been working with the school?
This is my 15th year at Fulton High School. I started in the 2005-2006 year.
Nice. So we understand you sponsor some activities here at Fulton. What activities are those?
I sponsor prom every year. I'm also the head girls soccer coach, and I'm also the also do the yearbook. I'm over that as well.
So tell me more about prom. What goes into it, like the work, the money, the venue, etc.?
Prom is a $10,000 event. It's the highlight of seniors' year, so we always try to make it really special. We have to first book the venue. We start that in the spring the year before to make sure that we have a good date. We try to do it either the last weekend of April or the first weekend of May. And this year it's going to be at the Standard on May 2nd from 6:30 to 9:30. We usually base it on how many kids go. So usually it's $50 a kid, and we plan on 200 people going. So that gives us our $10,000 budget. We also have to book a DJ. He's usually about $500. And then we also have to do the catering, and that's about $1,800. So there's a lot that goes into it. And then all the decorations. This year, Tabitha Cartwright and Olivia Roberts, they're going to be in charge of decorations for prom.
So that sounds pretty stressful. How long have you been in charge of this?
I started doing prom in the 2009 school year. That's when we did the SLCs, and we lost a lot of teachers that year to other schools, and so we didn't have any senior sponsors, and I just kind of jumped in there and took over.
Makes a lot of sense. Now, I believe Brandon has some questions for you. Brandon?
Yeah. How many years have you been the head soccer coach here at Fulton?
This was my fourth year as a head soccer coach.
And are you enjoying that?
Oh, I love it. It's love great. Yeah, that's really good. What I was meant to do.
And do you have any, do you know what your soccer record is?
This year, we went 7-8. We struggled the last couple of years, but this year we started off shaky, and we lost some games that we should have won, mm-hmm. and we just kind of had a meeting about it, and then the Loudoun game we won, mm-hmm. and then we just went on a 6-game winning streak after that, ended the season 7-8, so I was really proud of my girls. Yeah,
that's pretty good. So, thank you, Ms. Brown. I believe Jackson also has some questions about the yearbook.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Hey, Ms. Brown.
Hey, Jack.
So, what's your favorite aspect of yearbook, like the yearbook class and just yearbook in general?
Yearbook gives an outlet for kids to be creative and express themselves, and then we get to produce a book that comes out in the spring, and they get to actually see all the work that they put into it, and other people get to enjoy seeing just the whole school year. We try to capture as much of that school year as possible.
Right, and I know every year, each yearbook has like a different theme. What's this year's theme?
This year's theme is Vision 2020, and the kids came up with that. And we're trying to incorporate pictures of kids with sunglasses, just trying to make it a little edgy this year and still using all the colors, the right colors that we used from the year before.
Right. Yeah, last year's yearbook, it was amazing. I mean, I loved it. I loved the way it looked. And, some of the pictures, I've been in a couple of pictures, and, I love the way it's turning out. I've been up there, and I've seen some of the way that, some of the students edit, and I see, how hard everybody up there is working. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to have a really good work ethic to be in there, but it's a lot of fun. And then just to see my kids grow from, beginners who have never even taken a photography or design class, and then to grow and be, coming to their own out there interviewing everybody and taking quality pictures, it's really awesome.
Oh, yeah. Those pictures are amazing. I actually got my pictures taken today, and I thought I looked pretty good.
We try to make everybody look the best version of themselves possible.
Right. Well, Ms. Brown, thank you so much for coming, and you have any final questions for me, Alex, and Brandon?
No, I just want to say that yearbooks are still on sale, $50 through the end of this week, and then after break they do go up to $60.
Thank you, Ms. Brown, for coming in, and we'll be back after this, a few quick messages here on the Falcon Nation Information Show.
Thank you, guys.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative. Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am joined here by Asia, Chris, Gustavo, and Cassie. Chris and Gustavo, this is going to be interesting. Battle of the wits, folks. Anyway, take it away, guys.
Okay, this is segment 3, Student Life. And as you said, I'm Cassie. I'm here with Gustavo, Chris, and Asia. Hey. And we're going to talk about EOC. So how did y'all's EOCs go?
My EOC went flawlessly, all right?
Nah.
Yeah, perfect. Mine went good. I got a good.
And what'd you say, Gustav?
99.
What'd you?
No. I did pretty good. I did excellent.
Oh, did you?
Chris, you had some flaws. I did excellent.
How do you know that I had flaws? You didn't even see my test.
I don't have to see your test. I just know you.
What about you, Aisha?
I did good. I got to take another one tomorrow, so I hope that goes well. You guys got any tomorrow?
I have one, and I think it's in math. So, I mean, it should be pretty easy. It's math, you know. It was not that hard.
Me and Gustavo have honors chemistry.
Honors?
Dang.
Yeah.
You feel good about yourselves, don't you?
Yeah, we feel smart.
Okay. Well, you say so.
Well, as the semester comes to an end, how did you guys feel like you did?
I did the best. All right. Gustavo, not so much, but me, I did pretty all right, you know. I think I did what I could, you know.
I feel like I did better than Chris.
Oh, did you? Well, I know you didn't do better than me, so.
I started off the year pretty strong, you know, in the middle. I had a little downhill, but you know, I brought my grades
up. Yeah, I know. I saw that downhill, man. I found you in a trout one day, you know. You just were in a mess, all right? You came over to my place, you know, you ate all my food and everything, man. You didn't even pay me back.
Sandwiches, dude, don't count.
What? Huh? I didn't make you any sandwiches.
I said,
come on. My mom's at work. I don't know what you're doing.
Cassie, how did you do?
I feel like I did okay. There were some things I could have done better with. Matter of fact, is there anything y'all could have done better with?
Not meeting Gustavo. That was probably my best mistake. You think making eye contact with him was probably the worst thing I've ever done, you know.
I feel like maybe my attendance isn't as
good.
Yeah,
that's what it was for me, attendance.
That's about it. If I was attending, my grades would have been better.
I never missed a single day, all right? I don't know if you guys are
talking about. He's missed
at
least 4.
No, I have not. You can't prove it.
I swear you missed at least 4.
Prove it. Prove that I've missed it.
All right, let me pull up the attendance list.
Where are you pulling it from? You have your hands on your knees, right?
Maze.
Maze can't help you right now, all right? Maze is over there. He's spectating, all right? He can't do anything.
He has it, though.
Mm-hmm. Sure he has. All right. Sure.
Well, we have 8 days till Christmas. I think 8 or 7, something like that. Yeah. And y'all have any plans for Christmas break?
Just chill.
Just for me, I just plan to go upstate, see some family. I think I leave either the end of this week or maybe the start of next week. That's probably where I'm gonna go. I don't know about you guys. What about you?
Are you going to get stuck in the snow up there?
No, because I'm used to the snow, all right? All right? I live in it, like you guys, but you know.
You live in snow.
All right? I was actually born from an egg of snow, all right?
Wait, where are you born, Michigan?
Yes.
I was born in New York.
Same difference.
No right? difference.
Just, they're both distant tundras of the north, all right? So it's fine. And what are you, Asia? Any plans?
Yeah, Asia.
No, I'm just gonna chill at home, probably with some family.
You're gonna chill at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleeping.
You're gonna chill at home.
Yeah.
Cause it's cold. All right. Anyway, I think it's time for us to move on to the joke of the day, I have a few, you know, a couple more Christmas jokes, you know. Let's see what I got here. All right. Well, what?
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, here's one. What does the Queen call her Christmas broadcast?
I don't know.
The One Show.
What?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it is supposed to be funny, you know? It's supposed to be hilarious. You're supposed to laugh.
Lol.
All right. How did...
You can do better than that.
How did Mary and Joseph know Jesus' weight when he was born? They had a weigh in a manger.
That's manger.
Here's whistle sound.
I
don't get it.
Fine, you know what? You know, all right, I'll pick a more simple one for you.
Yeah,
sure.
I'll do that.
She didn't make that one make sense.
What did the stamp say to the Christmas card?
Merry Christmas.
What?
Stick with me and we'll go places. Was that, see, that was, that, see, look, I got, that was a laugh, all right? See, wasn't that hilarious, Gustavo? Wasn't that just flawless, right?
Whatever, it makes you sleep at night.
All right, we're going to do one more. One more just for the road. All right,
let's hear it.
No, I can't do that one. what do you call a bunch of chess players bragging about their games in a hotel lobby?
What?
Chestnuts boasting in the open foyer.
Whistles again.
Whoa.
I don't get that one.
Because you don't play chess like me? You don't have a large brain like me? All right?
Listen, I do play chess.
I know Gustavo doesn't get it at all. All right? This man doesn't understand anything about chess. All right? I play chess on a daily.
I play chess too.
No, you prove it.
Play checkers.
I can't prove
it. How do you win at chess?
Rook at chess.
You got to take people's pieces.
Is that it? Is that all you got to do?
Oh, no, no. You got to put the king in check in there. Yeah.
You know, I think we're done with the jokes for now. I think we can move on to the next segment, which is my segment, you know, where I go, I have 1 minute to talk about anything that I please. I think today we have to get a little bit personal because I was brought aside by Maze and was told that I tend to drag this segment on a bit too long. So I've decided maybe it's better if I, you know, I just decided to be a little chill today, you know. So you know, let me know. How about I talk about my relationship with Maze? You know, since we're on the topic about Mr. Maze, you know, Maze and I, you know, we get along pretty well. You know, we've been through a lot. You know, I brought him to Las Vegas. You know, we bet on black, and that's how he became a teacher. You know, he was honestly living the life before me. You know, he had a lot of things going for him. You know, he was really gonna get far, but then he met me, and that's where things really went downhill. You know. Just the wrong place and wrong time, honestly. You know, then when we came back, you know, he decided that maybe he should become a radio teacher. And I said, Maze, that's not a good idea, man. You know, it's not, right? It's not a good investment. He was like, what? He said, what's the worst can happen? And here we are.
Now he has you as a student.
Oh.
You know, we didn't have to. You know, I still have time. Let's talk about Alex. You know, Alex, he's a funny guy. You know, he's pretty entertaining. You know, he's got some class, but you know, he doesn't have the personality. You know, like me. You know, he's not. You know, when you think of someone funny, first you think of
at
me,
least
obviously.
I didn't have to date my phone named Siri.
She wasn't a phone. She was a computer. Anyway.
At least I didn't break up with her for Alexa.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Fine. It's just for making fun of me. You know, let's talk about Gustavo for a minute here. This guy Gustavo, you know, he's a, you know, I met this Gustavo guy at like a gas station somewhere, you know. He was just some guy chilling out. And, you know, I asked him for a quarter, you know, and he was like,
$1.
He gave me $1, and then I left. I never paid him back. And that's when this rivalry started, you know. 75 cents. To that day, I will never pay you back. All right,
no,
never.
Buy a drink right now. What's the 75 cents you owe me?
Well, with that, I think I will end the segment here. Thank you so much for listening. And Alex, would you like to end us off?
Yes, I would. Here are some PSAs. First one from TWSAA. Next one is a WKCS ID.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Tennessee, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard, always do your best, and if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You are listening to WKCS Knoxville, a proud participating station in High School Radio Day. For more information, visit highschoolradioday.com.
Hi, I'm Hillary Duff. As a mom, I'm proud to support the March of Dimes in helping more women have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. That's why I walk in March for Babies. The money we raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org. Together, we can help make healthier babies possible for thousands of families.
Different is good. That's why we're Falcon Radio, 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
Thank you for listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I'm going to send it over to Jackson, Cassie, and Asia for sports. Guys, take it away.
Thank you, Alex. I'm Jackson Powell, and I have with me Cassie and Aisha. Guys, how are you doing today?
Good.
Wonderful.
That's great. So we're here to talk a little bit about some basketball, wrestling, and that's all. That's pretty much all we've got today. So speaking of basketball, the Kingston game was postponed, sadly, but tonight's game is against Campbell County, so make sure you come out and support it. It's going to be a great game, I think. I can't wait to see how the Fulton Falcons do. They're always a very energetic team. They're exciting. They're good to watch, and they're a pretty good team. Asia, you were at one of the games that I was at. Are you excited? Like, how do you think they're going to do today?
I think they're going to do good. Like, I'm going to come to this game, too, with my friends. You know, come support.
Right. Yeah, you got to come support. What about you, Cassie?
I think it's going to be a good game. I think that they played them last year and it was a good game. I don't really remember, but yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good game.
Right. I also do want to do a quick little plug here. Make sure you tune in Thursday for me and Tommy Sweat. We are going to be at Whittle Springs Middle School calling their game against, I think it's Gibbs Middle. It's going to be a great game. The Whittle Springs Warriors are, like, undefeated for the first time, and I think it was their school history. So it's going to be a great game. You can hear me and Tommy. And then we're going to be broadcasting that game right after. It's going to be who is it? Oh, it's the tournament, isn't it? Yeah, it's gonna be on. It's gonna be the tournament. So I'm excited. Make sure you listen to that too. And yeah, so up next we've got wrestling, and we've got one of our wrestlers here with us, Cassandra Vaughn. Cassie, I actually went to one of her most recent wrestles, and I've never been to a wrestling match, and it was an exciting match. Cassie, tell us how that first one went.
Well, my first one, I got beat. It wasn't. I mean, we went 2 rounds. I had her pinned a few times, but you know. You mess up a few times. It was only my second match, and it's only my first year, so she was more experienced. She was way stronger than me, too. So yeah.
Well, I will say this. I'm 6'3". I'm pretty big dude, and she looked like she could take me down in 4 seconds. So yeah. Like that was a big girl right there, and she looked really strong too. But Cassie, she gave her a fight. I mean, gave her a fight. But of course, Cassie's going to walk out of there with a dub. So tell us about that next match you had.
Yeah, my second match lasted about 20 seconds.
It's 19 to be exact.
19. It was better.
Better. Yeah, we got to boost your head a little bit. 19 seconds is how long her other match lasted. I mean, I wasn't even paying attention to the first 10, and then all I see is Cassie bring her down, and then they call it. I was like, goodness grief. But good job, Cassie. And
thank you.
I hear you all have a match today at Gibbs.
Yes.
Is it Gibbs and Heritage who you're playing?
Yes, it's at Gibbs.
How are they looking?
Well, Gibbs has really good girls, and yeah, so it's going to be a wonderful night.
Wonderful
night. Wonderful night.
It's going to be fun. Make sure you come out and support Cassie and the boys at Gibbs, and the weigh-in's going to be at 5:30. The matches are going to start at 6:30. But I think that's all I've got for sports.
Just a quick heads up. Y'all should join us tomorrow afternoon for the WKCS Time Capsule Project as we celebrate 67 years of broadcasting WKCS radio. That's right, this radio station was started in 1952, and I believe Jackson's got some more information on that. Jackson?
That's crazy. 1952, 67 years. I'm only 16, and that's a lot, and I feel like I'm old now. So 67 years of the radio station. That's crazy. And so as we were talking about before we put that on, we're going to have to play the number one song of this year, too, and all the other years, and that is one of the best, Old Town Road Remix, featuring the one and only Billy Ray Cyrus, and it's sung by, what's his name, Lil Nas X?
Yeah, Lil Nas.
Yeah, it's a great song. I mean, I love the remix, especially when Billy Ray comes in. That's one of the best parts, you ask me. I mean, he just comes in and it's like, yeah, I'm going to take my horse. Yeah, it's really good. But
and
I love it.
We also got to play Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. So we're doing all the years back to 1952.
Oh, yeah.
And Love Yourself just happens to be enjoyed by the person running the station. We're not going to go into that, though.
Yeah, we're playing it all the top hits from since from 1952, all the top hits? So, yeah, we're playing all the top hits from then. So, if you, let's say your favorite song was from, let's say, like 2010, and it's on here, it'll be on here. So, yeah, just make sure you listen tomorrow for our 67th anniversary of the radio station here on Falcon Radio. Alex, buddy, I'm going to send it back to you.
Well, I wonder what the 2010 number one song was. Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.